Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Tuesday the 13th of August. The sun is in Leo, ruled by the sun, planets are saying.
Could be good.
Well, don't we like that? Planets.
We do. Sun identity, ruler of Leo, conjunct Venus, love, romance, creativity, security, to name but a few.
Okay.
Even if you typically never go back on an arrangement once you have committed or signed off, and make funny, not necessarily pleasant noises about individuals who perpetually renegotiate, consider making an exception to your hard and fast rule. It's entirely possible that things have shifted between the time you said yes and now, and you can actually make a better deal for yourself at this juncture than you could have then. So advocate that which advances your self-expression, creativity, and freedom, even if it means putting less compelling pursuits on the back burner. Being a staunch proponent of following your bliss will be rewarded by the kind of external support, acceptance, or bluebird of happiness type action you generally assume happens to other people, but rarely, if ever, to you. Also, you will likely have to be true to your creative, romantic, and professional school, and since doing so may entail relinquishing or sidelining ongoing projects or ventures so that you can spread your wings, FYI, extra credit won't be given for sacrificing your growth because you pathologically booked yourself solid, promised, overachieved, or otherwise scheduled yourself to a fare-thee-well.
Signs particularly affected by the sun conjunct Venus.
Leo, Libra, Taurus.
And if one's birthday, 13th of August.
As the Sundance Kid said to his partner, you just keep thinking, Butch, that's what you're good at. This year is all about focusing on your personal, creative, and romantic agenda and devising methods to advance it that you would actually be interested in pursuing, even if some disruption to the established mode or a relocation to Bolivia is required. So, on your mark, get set.
Go. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.